The Morrison government is moving to introduce sweeping new laws which would give it the power to block deals involving foreign nations in a major flexing of its constitutional powers. The Commonwealth's pushing to regulate all agreements that state, territory and local governments and universities make with other countries. Under the bill, the foreign minister would have the power to terminate existing agreements. There's concern this morning about a major COVID-19 outbreak at a Victorian hospital, which has forced more than 600 staff into quarantine and closed wards. Frankston Hospital, southeast of Melbourne, has had to isolate more than 600 health workers as it battles the state's largest hospital cluster. Victoria has recorded its second deadliest day of the pandemic with 24 deaths. And new cases are continuing to emerge in New South Wales, with a public health alert issued late yesterday for a gym at Zetland in Sydney's east. It's also been revealed a positive COVID-19 case visited the Royal Hospital for Women at Randwick. In another case, a trainee bus driver worked for 3 days while infectious in the city's western suburbs. And US authorities are bracing for a fourth night of riots in the city of Kenosha as protests escalate over the police shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake. Two people were shot dead during yesterday's unrest in what's being described as a vigilante attack against protesters. Jacob Blake remains in hospital and is said to be paralysed from the waist down.